Lord, now take your word, speak to us, give us ears to hear what you're saying. Lord, overshadow all my weakness. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, we can still say Merry Christmas, right? We're still in the 12 days of Christmas. That's just so cool, I just think, because, you know, before I understood that or knew about that, after Christmas Day, it was always such a letdown, you know, because everything, like, shopping and all that stuff, and then you have Christmas Day, and then the next day it's all over with, and, you know, you're almost depressed. However, God just kind of extended it, so we have 12 days to celebrate that. So after tomorrow, we'll have Wednesday, we'll be green here in ordinary time. So that's the reason our decorations are still up. But I was just thinking today, we had some words yesterday, and one of the words the Lord spoke to me about, you know, I think, was it yesterday when it was our 30th anniversary of being a church? And Bishop asked a week before that for people just to kind of get words, particularly for Christ the King, you know, not so much about Selma and stuff, but whatever we get here is for Selma, right? Because we're all together. And one of the words the Lord spoke to me was about the heavy weight of glory, you know. So the glory is just the manifest, this is the presence of God, all that He is. We can see it in the Old Testament, how it would come and fill places, you know, even when, and I said a little bit yesterday about when, and if you want to go back and read it in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, when Solomon dedicated the temple, it said the glory of God filled it, and the priests couldn't even go in. Because when they went in, they couldn't contain it. You know, it was so heavy. And they would hear this song they were singing about the loving kindness of the Lord being everlasting. And so when God's presence comes, that's what happens, right? But what the Lord said to us is there would be just an increase, a heavier weight of glory just in the atmosphere, you know? Or just this around us where we can sense. When you walk in, you just sense the presence of God, or you can maybe sense peace or whatever. That's just His presence, right? But I was reading in 2 Corinthians 3, the Lord had me there, and I was reading about Moses. It talks about Moses when he used to go into the tent of meeting. If you go back and read Exodus chapter 33, it'll talk about when Moses went into the tent of meeting and hung out with the Lord. And when he would come out, his face would shine with God's glory. I mean, he would just have this bright, shining face, and he would have to wear a veil over his face because his face was so bright that it was almost blinding to other people. That's really cool. I thought, I love, that's one of my, Moses is like one of my favorite Old Testament guys. You know, wasn't perfect at all if you read, you know, early on he blew it a lot and was afraid to speak to Pharaoh, so God had to raise up Aaron. Have you ever been there where you're afraid to speak what God's telling you? You know, Moses struggled with the same thing, so be encouraged. So, but anyway, it's one of my favorite things because he said God used to speak to Moses face to face as a friend would, you know. Then you see in the same passage, it's kind of the shift now. Now, where the Spirit, now the Lord is a Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But we all now, with unveiled face, behold as mirrors the glory of the Lord. And we're being transformed into that same image from glory to glory as from the Lord the Spirit. So now, what used to be without, like what they had to do is the glory of God would feel, they'd go spend time. Now that same glory is now within us. Okay? And now that it's within us, it gives us this picture of that we're like mirrors. We're people like mirrors. And a mirror only works if you put something in front of it, right? If you just have a mirror and that mirror is facing that wall and you can't see it, that mirror is really not doing any good. But if you turn the mirror out this way, Luke goes and stands in front of the mirror. Therefore, the mirror reflects the image that's set in front of it. Okay? So, what that means is we as people, now we have the glory within and there's a glory without. Just like Jesus lives within us, but there's also a Jesus that lives outside too, right? The presence of God within, the presence of God without. So somehow this works as what we're called to do more than anything is to behold the glory of the Lord. That means simply to get into His presence and gaze on Him. All right? When that happens, there's this transformation that begins to take place. We are transformed from glory to glory. And sometimes what happens is, like what the Lord is telling us, that what he's saying is, my glory is fixing to increase. As my glory increases, and you as mirrors get in my presence, then that glory will increase too. You'll see me better. You'll hear me better. You'll experience me more, right? Just like Moses did. That's pretty cool, right? So it's not very difficult. If you're a mirror, which you are, get in His presence. His promise is His glory will be reflected. It's almost like I don't know how to explain it. Nobody else does either. But it's like the glory without and the glory within. It's almost like a magnetic thing that draws each other. You follow me? Now in the next chapter, and I can't read a lot of scripture because I forgot my glasses. However, I love this scripture. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts glory to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the very face of Christ. And we have this treasure, the presence of God, the glory of God, in these earthen vessels, these mirrors. He is the one. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not ourselves. And then it jumps down. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man, our physical body, is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look, we're looking, right? Not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. The things which are seen are temporal. The unseen things are eternal. Now, God wants to get us into place every day as being transformed, where we're renewed day by day, right? That renewal is, I'm becoming transformed more and more and more into His image. All right? Now, I'm not being renewed day by day. Remember, all this is in context with each other, okay? I'm not being renewed day by day if I'm not physically putting myself in the presence of the glory of the Lord. You follow me? As I'm a mirror. We're mirrors, right? As mirrors. So as mirrors, I'm putting myself in the presence of God. His glory is reflecting off of that. And at the same time, there's this glory that's being drawn out of me, and I'm being transformed into His image. That's what it means to look not at the things which are temporal, but things which are eternal. That means looking at the glory of God, the presence of God. So anytime, I know there's a lot of big words, but just real simply, as you get in God's presence every day, you're in the presence of His glory. And you reflect that glory to others around you. And you're being transformed, right? As mirrors. And as long as mirrors, I stay there, kind of shift myself there, even right now, we're reflecting His glory. And we're being renewed every day. So here's the word. God's glory is increasing. That's His word. So there's even a call even greater. Hey guys, hey mirrors, you're called to reflect. Get in my presence. You'll reflect my glory. You'll be transformed every day into a new image. Look at the things. If you're going to make a New Year's resolution like the worldly calendar, the New Year's resolution is seek first His kingdom. Everything else it said will work itself out, right? Isn't that what it says? If we seek His kingdom, right? But our call is to behold His face, behold His glory. You'll be transformed, you'll be changed. I think this is a pretty good exchange, don't you? And the exchange, it said, is eternal. It'll never be taken away from you, all right? I've been going to CrossFit That's a good thing. But you know what? This is decaying. You know that? I can go to CrossFit till I'm 100, but I'm still going to die. This body's going to decay. But what God does is when I'm in His presence and being transformed, that's going to be forever. That's eternal. Weight of glory. Amen? All right. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.